It's your show now, so what's it gonna be? 'Cause people will tune in. How many train wrecks do we need to see before we lose touch? Oh, and we thought this was low. Well, it's bad getting worse. So where'd all the good people go?
Robin Hood Radio presents Jill Goodman and Cosmic Logic.
Cosmic Logic Lab, 24 December 2021. From the health, business, and legal desk, who had to work in tandem, although everyone agreed on the terms disgusting and gag-worthy. New York National Review, 7 December, quote, McDonald's loses the legal battle with Chef Jamie Oliver, who proved that the food they sell is not fit to be ingested because it's highly toxic. Chef Jamie Oliver has won a battle against the world's largest junk food chain, Oliver proving how burgers are made. According to Oliver, the fat parts of meat are washed with ammoniac hydrogen and then used in the packaging of the meat cake to fill the burger. Already this meat is not suitable for human consumption. Oliver, a radical activist chef who's waged a war against the food industry, says, "We are talking about meat that would be sold as dog food, and after this process, it's served to humans. In addition to the quality of meat, ammonium acid is harmful to health, the process of the pink slime. What sane human being would put a piece of meat soaked in ammonium hydrogen in the mouth of a child?" In another of his initiatives, Oliver's demonstrated how chicken nuggets are made. After selecting the, quote, best parts, the rest, fat, skin, cartilage, vitals, bones, head, leg, are subjected to the euphemism that engineers use to make more pink paste, and then it's bleached, re-refreshed, and repainted, dipped in flour, and fried in partially hydrogenated oils, that is to say, toxins. The food industry uses ammonium hydrogen as an antimicrobial agent, which allowed McDonald's to use meat in its burgers, which is not suitable for human consumption. But even more disturbing is the situation that these substances based on ammonium hydrogen are considered, quote, lawful components in the production process in the food industry with the blessings of health authorities worldwide. So consumers will never be able to discover what substances they put in our food.
Cosmic Logic with Jill Goodman, recorded in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.